So Vali, we haven't done too many of these this year.
Yeah, I guess I was too grumpy every time after the race.
Grumpy can be good, it can fuel some fire.
Yeah, it was a big fire after Lenzheim.
So, on the track where a lot of people crashed and everyone could crash, you didn't crash.
I actually had a big crash just the last practice run before finals.
Really?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, Amri too, hey?
Yeah,
you got,
I heard about it.
A little hurt, but yeah. So how do you have your last run and you have a crash? What, how does that put your head?
Well, actually, I was just so over it. Like, I was like, again, like, fucking my shoulder hurts, yeah. My leg hurts from last week, and like everything else hurts from the whole season. And then, I don't know, it was weird. Like, I was super pissed. I didn't tell anyone that I crashed just because it was kind of embarrassing that I crashed again.
You didn't want to admit that you crashed again?
I just admit I had a little lay down, but I actually had a massive crash. So I didn't tell anyone, and then like, yeah, it's fine, blah, blah. And then I started to get a headache, and I was like checking if I have any concussion symptoms. Yeah. But luckily nothing, because I was talking with Greg after. And I was just so stoked for Tegan to get on the podium. Like, he was such in a good mood, and like the vibe was so nice. And I was like, fuck, I want to have that too. Yeah. And then I warmed up, and I was like getting into the mood, had my headphones back on, and I was just really... not confident, but I was like, well, I'm gonna just try one more time and without any regrets or anything.
Yeah, you say no regrets, but it's got to be hard to take that run when you have had crashes and be like, you could have done a conservative safe run, which may have worked or not, but you had to attack again and
Funny, but like, feel like I attacked way more in Lenzheim than like this run felt so smooth. I had no sketchy moments, nothing.
So that's good.
So it was just riding super safe. I knew where, like, I lost a lot of time yesterday, like in all those long straights, just because I'm not someone who is like turning their brain off. You know, some people can do that, and I struggle so much. I always touch my brake.
Yeah.
And I like really had to like get over my fear to like, okay, I'm gonna leave the brakes open.
You see what Loris does? He puts a weaker brake on the front, so that when he does touch a brake, it doesn't slow him down as much.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Stoked for both of you guys, and
thank you.
Stoked you got a clean kit on.
Yeah, sick.